part of the ongoing 25th birthday celebrations at Times Changed, the finest band in the land, the Sadies, are back in Winnipeg for one night only under the stars at Blue Note.
dance is together as an army. I hold you like a gun. Our only defense is together as an army. I hold you like a gun.
That was just She Is Beyond Good and Evil by the pop group on UMFM 101.5. I'm your host, Asher, and you're listening to Over the Neptune. It is Tuesday, July 28th. Time is 3:11, 53 seconds into the minute right now. Tuesday. It's very hot out, 33 degrees. I missed both buses that I took to get here, or at least the first bus of each quote-unquote whatever buses, missed those, and I was stuck outside in the heat, kind of sprawled out, because the heat's killer, man. Stay inside unless you like the heat. It's a little too much for me today, but yeah, it's super nice out there, I guess, in terms of the sun, and it's smack dab middle in the summer, so much vegetation. It's a lush world out there, but yeah, the heat is really killer. Anyways, that was the pop group, like I mentioned, and yeah, She Is Beyond Good and Evil off their 1979 album Why, kind of a classic post-punk album. I know that was one of the first albums that I got into when I was trying to branch off to other genres. It wasn't something that I really enjoyed at the time, but now going back, I really do enjoy Mark Stewart's kind of manic voice and super funky rhythm sections on that album. That repetitive guitar line on there definitely is the backbone of the song here. Super infectious. Yeah, great stuff. And prior to that, we played Dories with Not the Same off their 2016 debut album Outside Observer. Dories, played them before. They're a Canadian band from Montreal. Stripped, I played that song off their self-titled EP, yeah, a couple episodes ago, but yeah, couldn't go wrong with Dories. Kind of fit the theme, post-punk. And then even prior to that, we had Crack Cloud with Drab Measure off their self-titled album from 2018. Yet again, another Canadian band, this time from Calgary. But yeah, super kind of starting off the day with an episode with some dance punk, whatever you want to call it, post-punk, some groovy stuff. And yeah, we're going to segue into something maybe a bit louder. We have a little suite of, I guess, call them post-hardcore songs if you want. Here is Hurl up next. Here it is.
Thank you. Left and kick the scraps away.
right, that was just Even Numbers by the Wicked Farleys on UMFM 101.5 off their 1995 album Sentinel and Enterprise. Wicked Farleys, they're kind of a mathy indie pop band from Boston. I believe they formed early 90s, released two albums and an EP. That was their first album. Yeah, like I said, Sentinel and Enterprise, and then they had, I think, Make It in 2000, and then Sustained Interest in EP 1999, all of which are great records. They're fans for fans of Thingy, Pinback, Polvo, all that sort of stuff. Check it out. Great stuff there. And prior to that, we played Shiner with Sleep It Off off their 1997 album Lula Divinia. I believe they're a band from Kansas, kind of akin to Hum and that space rock kind of grunge sound of the mid-90s. Great stuff there. And even before that, we had Hurl. Hurl's a band from, where are they from? Pittsburgh. And that was off their 1996 album, A Place Called Today. Kind of similar to a lot of Chapel Hill stuff of the time, Superchunk, Polvo, but also kind of pulling from a Louisville scene of like Slint and bands like that. Super heavy, kind of emo-y, great stuff. That album was actually produced by Bob Weston of Shellac. Shout out Bob Weston, you've produced countless amazing records. Yeah, great stuff there. Yeah, we have about halfway through the episode today. It is 3:29 now, so adds up pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to an Ethan J. Weeb concert tomorrow, if anyone's wondering. Shout out Ethan J. Weeb, good friend of mine, and he's put on a show at the Handsome Daughter. If anyone wants to stop by, Homeowner's playing, A Beautiful Place, which is Sky from Jamboree. He's doing a solo set. I believe it's his first show. And yeah, Ethan's headlining this one. So if you're a fan of kind of indie rock, shoegaze, yada, 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 stuff like that, check it out. I'll be there. Handsome Daughter, Doors 7, Music 8. But yeah, that's happening. Check it out. Yeah, we have, like I said, halfway through the episode. Thus far, we played some kind of noisier stuff. Switch it up a bit, and we're going to kind of celebrate the warm, lush day out there with Another Green World by Brian Eno. Here it is. Thank you. That was just Head Hang Low by Julian Cope on UMFM 101.5. You're still tuned into Over the Neptune. I'm still your host, Asher. And yeah, Head Hang Low by Julian Cope, best known for fronting Teardrop Explodes. That was off his solo album from 1994 called World Shut Your Mouth. Quite the name, if you ask me. Quite the beautiful song. Lovely synth intro at the... Synth intro? Yeah, we call it that. Synth intro at the beginning. That was delectable, if you ask me. Anyways, prior to that, we played Bjork with Play Dead. That was released after her 1993 debut, called Debut, as a single. Great song. That, for whatever reason, it wasn't released on Debut. And I was reading somewhere that after the single had released, many people were upset and wanted a refund with this song on the debut, which is completely valid. I understand that. It's a great song. Bjork, Play Dead. And prior to that, we played That Girl by Esthero. I think that's how you pronounce it. They're a duo from Canada, from Toronto. That was off the 1998 Breath from Another trip-hop classic at this point. It's Canadian. It's great. That whole album's good. I found it on CD not too long ago. I was very ecstatic for that. Yeah. Speaking of trip-hop, I've been listening to a lot of trip-hop lately. Kind of want to segue this into a talk about Blue Jam by Chris Morris. It was my friend Lucas showed me this, actually. It was like a kind of a sketch comedy radio sort of, I don't know, synthesized whole thing broadcasted on BBC Radio 1 from, I believe, late 90s, maybe 97 to 99, by Chris Morris, who's kind of like a comedian or satirist, as Wikipedia says. But yeah, kind of skits and monologue, very deadpan, taboo subjects. It's very strange, but then he would meld it kind of with ambient music, trip-hop music, pop, like the Cardigans were on there, but then like Bark Psychosis, More Chiba, that kind of thing. Like, it's very cool. And he, yeah, ran for two or three years on BBC One. Yeah, I've listened thus far only listened to a couple episodes. They're sort of hour broadcast with these little sketches, and then in between they have songs, and it kind of, yeah, it melds together really well, and very good music in there. So I've been listening to a lot of kind of like the soundtrack from, the Blue Jam, and it's on Spotify if anyone wants to check it out. A list of all the songs compiled. Yeah, some great stuff on there, and yeah, it's a really cool kind of technique that he, or a really cool idea. I guess he's kind of taking the cut and paste technique. I was actually reading Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs lately. It's a weird kind of realist. It's like a 50s book, and it's kind of has these routines, as Burroughs calls it, of, I guess, yeah, like little sort of taboo, and deals with like kind of very dark subject matter, like drugs and all that, and it kind of has a comedic feel, sort of like Blue Jam. So I'm sure Chris Morris was influenced by that. Those two kind of, pretty comparative. Anyways, it is 3:49, 42 seconds into the minute. You are still listening to Over the Neptune. I believe I still said, or I already said that, and I'm still Asher. I already said that too, I remember. But we have two songs left for this lovely Tuesday, July 28th. Those two songs will be played in a matter of seconds. Here is Asian Glow and Weather Day with Clockwalk Around the Ache. Here it is, and thank you for listening today.
A candle makes no sound. Quiet in its power. Strong enough to light the way.
Hi there, this is Michael Feuerstack, and you are listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg, the place of my birth.
But love is all around, drifting on the sound waves.
Hey, this is your old buddy Twist. I'm taking the summer off, so you lucky listeners get to enjoy some classic episodes of Revolution Radio until I return in September. So be safe, have fun, and until we meet again, adios, muchachos.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
The following program is not suitable for children. It may contain coarse fracking language, violence, sexual content, and deals with mature themes that some viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion is advised.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking study in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you're really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now. Oh, look at my face.